We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back here at 823 Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Al, I have lived, vicariously through the life of my friend Glenn Macnow. Glenn Macnow, extremely successful sports talk show host, but he branched out. He didn't stop at talk show host. He didn't stop at top journalist when he was at the Inquirer.
No.
He became a very successful character actor.
Yep, and he's starring. His star is rising.
And you're damn right it is, because now he has been filming a film with Nick Nolte. And on the, I guess he's on his own hook up here. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Glenn, you did a thing with Nick Nolte this week.
I did a scene on Tuesday, on Wednesday, and then I get to go back next Tuesday to film another scene.
You're crushing it in Hollywood, aren't you, Macnow?
Well, I'm not quite sure if crushing it is the word, but I do have a couple of lines, and that was really fun.
All right, what's the situation with you and Nolte? What did you do in the movie?
So I play a Philadelphia cop.
Ooh. Ah.
The movie takes place in Rittenhouse. I just want to do like just a little side thing to tell you what I think is an interesting story. I play a Philadelphia cop. I get there in the morning and they put you into wardrobe, right? And they got to fit me and they got to get me in a cop uniform and they put the belt on me and the belt's got a taser.
Oh, God.
And so they have a safety official who takes the taser and checks it and makes sure. And they spend a lot of time and they think, like, why are they spending all this time to make sure that a prop taser is a prop taser. Huh. Did you hear what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
With Alec Baldwin.
I've been trying to avoid it because it's a horrible story.
It is, and that's as far as I'll go. But now I see why they spent so much time checking it. So the movie takes place in Rittenhouse Square. They asked me not to say too much about the plot points, but I don't think this is going to give anything away. Nick Nolte plays a homeless old man sleeping on the bench. He's with another guy, like a 20-year-old guy who kind of befriends him. And I'm a cop. The first scene I'm in, which I did this week, I have to go over there. And I got to say, my line is essentially like, hey, guys, you know the drill. You cannot sleep here. Let's go get out of here. And I kind of get him off the bench. I don't literally throw him off the bench, but as the cop, I order them off the bench. Nick Nolte gives me a dirty look. And they walk away.
Oh, Glenn.
Yeah.
You don't actually beat him up.
No, I'm not going to beat up Nick.
Right, but you do evict him from the bench, correct?
Yes, I evict him from the bench in the park, and they film me 27 times giving him a really dirty look and kind of talking, right, dressing him down.
Glenn, that's Nick Nolte. He's been in some massive movie. He worked with, he was in with Barbara Streisand, The Prince of Tides. Julia Roberts.
Pretty
Eddie
Woman.
Murphy, 48 Hours.
Yeah,
these are Pretty Woman. He wasn't a pretty
woman. No, that was Richard Gere, you idiot.
You're a moron. Right, anyway, Glenn, when you're doing a scene with Nick Nolte, right? Mm-hmm. There's no way I know you're a method actor, but in the back of your mind, you're going, Glenn Macnow's doing a scene with Nick Nolte. You're freaking out, right?
You know what? That's like the first minute. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, you walk on the set and there's Nick Nolte and like he was very professional, okay?
Right.
So it's like there wasn't a whole lot of small talk. I think Okay, there's not a lot of, you know, chitter chat. It's like, "Hey, how you doing? Okay, here's the scene. Do you know your lines?" So much of it is like blocking and like you're going to go here and then you have to walk here. We'll put this green X on the ground. Make sure you stand on the green X because they got all these cameras set up and all this stuff and the boom mics and all that. And so, like, really quickly, your mind gets off of him with Nick Nolte, too. I got to go stand in the right place. I got to make sure I don't bump the boom mic with my face. And it's work. It's fun. But, like, you're just focused on don't screw up the line. That was my biggest part.
Especially with Nolte, because you could screw up at his best take. And then then he's mad at you. At the end, did he say, wow, nice job, sir?
Yeah, he said, you know, when I do get the Oscar, I'll be sure to call you up on stage. That's what he said. Yeah.
Why do you have to do that, Glenn? Glenn, that is, come on.
What?
Just so people know, Glenn is way underplaying his Hollywood career.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston, check. He's worked with him.
Him, I actually engaged in small talk with.
I understand. Kevin Hart, yeah. He was in that film, right? Now he's in with this.
Nick,
he
has done.
Come on, Glenn.
Gus the Groundhog.
Glenn, you are
Gus the Groundhog.
You're Gus. Listen, Glenn. I don't want to get in the middle of this because you and Ray go back a long way.
Yeah, sure.
But I have noticed something, and I'm not trying to create an issue here.
Nah.
Ray Dittiger has done this amazing play, Tommy and Me, right?
Yeah.
And he had to recast. He had to recast the kid.
Yeah.
Glenn Macnow should be playing Ray Dittiger in that play. Has that occurred to you? And have you brought it up to Dittiger?
I don't think that Ray wants to be bald in his play.
No, you can wear a hairpiece. It's always good with. Come on, Glenn.
The guy who plays Ray in it is so Ray.
I understand,
ridiculous.
I couldn't play Ray in that.
There's nothing against that guy.
He didn't
work with Nolte.
Macnow
worked with Nolte. Macnow worked with Cranston.
So next week I go and I actually have like 7 lines, and so I'm trying. I'm trying to remember, and it's like. This one I'm more nervous about because I have more to say, and if I screw it up, then I'm in trouble. They don't want you to screw up, you know. It's like Nolte's there; he's a pro, he knows what he's doing. Don't walk in and screw it up.
How are you a tough guy cop type?
Well, the director. By the way, the director used to be an intern of mine, Brandon Eric Kamen at WIP. Yeah, he's a local kid.
And now he's a director. And
now
we're
he's
still
a director,
doing
really talented. Screenwriter,
what the hell?
Director. So
these people went from interns to directors. Yeah. We're still doing the same garbage.
Yeah. So he said to me, I did it the first time, and he calls me over and says, hey, come here. He says, look, be more authoritative.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I think the first time I wasn't tough enough, and then by the end, I'm basically, hey, get off the bench. Come on, let's go.
All right, what's the name of this movie, Glenn?
Okay, it's being filmed in Rittenhouse Square. And the name of the movie is Rittenhouse.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I like
that's
that.
Right where Ray
that
lives.
One, right?
That's where Ray Dittiger lives.
Yes.
He's actually, right Ray, I missed him, or he missed me, but Ray has walked out to see. Because Ray, the guy who interned, Brandon, interned for Ray and me.
Oh, wow.
So Ray has walked out a few times and chatted him up.
All right, one last thing, Glenn. My favorite role you have done so far was when you played that janitor. And the girl had nothing on top.
Yeah,
remember
the arrangement. Yes, yes.
The arrangement.
Janitor, police janitor who may not be the devil. Yes.
Is this better than that?
Well, yeah. First of all, I have more lines. I don't want to say it's better because I haven't seen it yet. But I have a meatier role.
Wow. Do you think this leads to being a lead in a movie?
Yes, because, again, they're looking for bald guys, chubby guys in their 60s.
That's what
Hollywood is really seeking.
Oh, excuse me. A Robert Duvall does exactly those roles.
Yeah. If they need, like, George Costanza as an old man, I might be available.
Did you hear that Billy King did a scene with the Robert Duvall?
Yeah. Yeah. And I heard when I was in – he was, like, so reluctant to talk about it. And I know, again, one of the things they told me is
– yeah.
You can go on the radio. We'd be delighted if you talk it up, but don't give away plot points. And I think that was kind of where Billy was.
Well, you didn't, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what Billy said to me privately? He said Duvall was good, but he thought you would have been better in that role. That's what he said, Glenn.
Yeah, can I do one other plug?
Sure.
So I also have a TV show about beer. I'm sure Al knows about it because
it's
on his channel, and we are filming them today, and it starts – On Saturday night before Halloween, what's brewing? Me and Joe Sixpack sitting around getting drunk, drinking beer on TV.
Nice,
Glenn.
That's a good life, Ange.
Glenn, you know I am your number one fan as an actor. I hope you know that.
Good.
You're the
How
best.
About as a talk
Glenn.
Show host.
No, that too. Glenn, take care. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Mm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.